Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, January 6, 2026, regular business meeting. Call to order time will be 6 o'clock PM. Take the roll, please.
Interim Chief Weldon.
Present.
Fiscal Officer Ross, present. Trustee Wilkerson.
Present.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
I'm here.
Okay, if you'll stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Next up, I just wanted to welcome our new trustee, Josh Wilkerson. He was on the zoning committee for several years. I don't know how many.
Five.
I was going to say, before I was trustee, so. So, same place, new role. And also, we found out today that re-elected officials have to be sworn in, so I get to be sworn in again.
Okay.
Apparently, we haven't been doing that right in the township, so Rhonda's going to, our fiscal officer, is going to do that, so you guys have to let me out.
Oh, am I doing it now?
Yeah. We can't start the meeting until she's in office.
Oh, I gotcha. It didn't say that on the agenda.
Oh, sorry.
When was Josh?
Josh was done at State Rep.
The Miami County Township Association meeting in December by the county prosecutor.
Yeah, I hung out.
So he's been sworn in a while ago.
I have a picture if you want to see it.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we do it exactly correct.
Yeah, I was told to go to this meeting and I showed up and said, oh, by the way, you're going to be sworn in tonight. Okay.
Well, I thought it was a nice thing myself.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Okay. I, Julie Reese.
Take a picture?
Are you going to put
my hand on?
Yes. I, Julie Reese.
I, Julie Reese.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I shall support the Constitution of the United States.
That I shall support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I shall faithfully, honestly.
That I shall faithfully and honestly.
And impartially discharge.
And impartially discharge.
The duties of trustee.
The duties of trustee.
For Bethel Township.
For Bethel Township.
In Miami County, Ohio.
In Miami County, Ohio.
For the term ending.
For the term ending.
December 31st, 2029.
December 31st, 2029.
To which I have been elected.
To which I have been elected.
Okay.
Good job. I got a picture for you.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, that was great. Okay. So can I say something first before we move on or no?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, congratulations, Josh.
Thank you.
It was hard fought, but we did it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have you. You've made my day.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry, I just want to say thank you very, very much for stepping up. I know it's not an easy thing to do. I know it's a lot of work. And I'm just so appreciative that you stepped in and did it.
Thank you.
I know they'll say something else, but I'm just... And I didn't mean to leave you out, but I'm
not
happy
sorry.
To have you back as well. I've already told you that 20 times. So.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah.
I was going to wait for the fire part for Terry, but yeah, might as well do it now. Thank you for stepping up. We do appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Okay, next up is the approval of the minutes for the December 30th, 2025 workshop meeting. Do we have a motion?
Okay, I'll motion.
I'll second the motion.
Can he do that? I'll just do it. I'll just second it if you withdraw
okay,
your second.
Yeah.
I'll withdraw.
You weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that matters.
Well,
he
here,
might be
he
able.
Wasn't...
He might be able to second it. He just can't vote.
He was here, but he wasn't able to participate because Beth was still in office.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He can't vote, so.
Okay.
Any discussion?
No.
Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren is absent. Trustee Reese?
Yes. Minutes approved, 2-0. I didn't know whether to put Trustee Van Haren or Trustee
Wilkerson,
but he can't vote, so I don't think that's
either,
bad.
So.
Okay, staff reports. We have no one from the Miami County Sheriff's deputies here. Once again, I will repeat that it's hard for them to get here now because our 6 o'clock meeting time is their shift change time. So they're going to try to come when they can, but yeah. Okay, report from the fire department. Mr. Terry Weldon, our new interim fire chief.
So for the fire department, we this past month and from December 1st to December 31st, we had 57 total runs, with the majority of those being EMS. We did unfortunately have to have 14 mutual aid received, and we did give 7. If you look at the dates there on 12-8 was a very busy morning for us. I think we had like 9 runs in a matter of
couple hours.
5 hours or something like that. So it was very busy, so we did have to rely on mutual aid quite a bit.
I can attest to that because you kept going by my house.
Yeah,
it was pretty.
Yeah, they would no more get back from a run and have to step right back.
Yeah.
What day was that?
12-8.
12-8.
Yeah, it was a Monday, Tuesday. Do you know what day it was?
I think it was a weekend.
Was it Saturday?
It was a Monday.
Monday?
Oh. Well, I could probably, that happens a lot more on the weekends than it does on the, usually on Monday or through the week, I would think. Seems like we're busier, like through, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I could probably pull a graph for you with by the next meeting and let you know exactly what our busy days are and what our busy days are not.
That'd be great. That'd be interesting. Be
interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Because then we would know how to move the staff around, you know, if we had some kind of guideline maybe to.
I mean, yeah, we can. I can
we'll
see if I can
it.
Pull that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank
be
you.
Be able to show you.
Did you have anything else you wish to report?
Not at this time. Once we go a little bit further, well, actually, I'll go ahead and report. Cyrus Broyles. He was one of our EMTs. He's taken his paramedic test, so he has passed that and has passed Greater Miami Valley, so he has moved into a paramedic role. And that was right before Christmas, actually, I think the day before. So.
Wonderful.
So that's in addition to Cody?
Cody took his test today.
Mm-hmm.
We have not
heard
back if he's where he's at on that testing.
Okay. So are we going to owe Cyrus?
No, it was changed in the system before, so it should be up to date.
Cyrus worked 2 days as
a paramedic.
No, I mean for the education part.
He has not come to us and asked for it, so
okay.
Unless they come to us and ask for it,
yeah.
We'll kind of make that decision.
So that surprised me how much it costs to do the education part. It would be nice if you know to at least let the fiscal officer know that that's coming so she can budget accordingly and appropriate accordingly.
Now, let me ask a question, because does that come out of the fire side or does that come out of the general fund side?
No, it comes from
the
fire side.
It would come out of
our
fire side on our education side. We do have a set amount aside for education.
Okay. And are we always ahead on that or do we kind of?
We should be ahead as
this
far as I'm
aware.
This
is the first time I've ever had to pay anything.
So. Yeah, first time since I.
So the way most of them do it now is they pay up front and then we will reimburse their student loan.
Okay.
That's a lot of times how it goes.
Great.
And then they have to sign an agreement to stay here for 2 years.
Well, that's not too bad. I mean, really, you know, they get their education paid, but we get 2 years commitment. So, and they can still work other places because the way we shift.
That's correct.
That's great. Good. Yeah.
Okay. Finished. Okay. Next up is the planning and zoning report. I gave that to you.
To me?
Oh. I can do it.
Okay.
I put the numbers together and it was kind of a pain. So.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of difficult to tell for the summary numbers. So we have 2 cases right now. The first one was there last month. This is on Ross Road. They want to split a property, which would leave one of them with 0 road frontage. So we recommended that they combine it to a property in front. They have not come back to us on that. So it's kind of in limbo right now. The second one was for a case on 40 where it seems to have been split off from a agricultural property, but they went directly to the county. And so we're working with the county to see if we actually have to do this. They seem to think that it's already been approved by the township, but I can't find a stitch of paperwork or minutes or anything that would corroborate that. So that's where that one stands. So there won't be any meetings this month because neither one of them is ready for a meeting. So the year-to-date numbers, the certificates issued, this is last year, of course, 2025. We haven't gotten any this year. Certificates issued was 45. Declarations was 4. Declarations are the ag, using the building for ag only. Variance requested was 22. We approved 19 of those. Conditional uses requested was 9 and approved was 7. Zoning amendments requested was 8 and we approved 4 of those. And one of those is still on hold and she wants to have it refunded because it's going to take her a while. It used to be in a flood zone and she wants to try to get it changed. So I'll work on getting that with the fiscal officer, getting that money back to her. So again, no, we won't have any cases on the county agenda and no cases for us. And then the zoning enforcement letters, we only sent one out this, in December that I know of. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's it. And then just a reminder that the zoning boards are going to continue their review of the current zoning regulations to propose changes to the text. They're open to the public and we want the public input. So, you know, come and tell us what you want to see changed. And our current regulations are found on the website. Okay, report from the township administrator. So this is me as the acting township administrator. There's 13 resolutions on the agenda this evening. The first two are to elect the president and vice president of the board. Next is a resolution setting the regular business meeting and workshop meeting dates and times for 2026 and the first meeting in January 2027. Following that is a resignation. I'm supposed to say resolution. Mm-hmm. I thought I fixed that. Josh caught that, but I guess I mm-hmm. could have sworn I fixed it. A resolution authorizing the payment to MVRPC. That's our dues. Next is a resolution to name the township's debris collection sites. Following is a resolution to assign duties to the trustees and office staff. Then is a resolution to state our policy to dispose of surplus equipment. We have to do this annually, so it's basically the same as last year. We're just reviewing it and not changing it at this point. The next resolution is to continue to use Otarma as our insurance provider for everything, and to authorize payment of that bill as well. Then a resolution to accept the resignation of Cassandra Chanel. I don't know if I'm saying that right. She's a firefighter.
Chanel.
Yeah.
Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to thank her for her service. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hate to see her go.
Mm-hmm.
The next resolution is to rehire the attorney who's an expert in zoning law for 2026. This is another thing we do yearly. Any outside attorneys, we have to write another resolution. And then a resolution to add additional positions as eligible for phone reimbursement for using their personal cell phones for township business. Following is a resolution to update the zoning inspector job description because now we have a zoning secretary. And the last resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants for November. And just one reminder of upcoming events, the Historical Society, which normally meets on the first Wednesday, is not having a meeting this month. Okay, so we're up to trustee reports. Trustee Wilkerson, what have you been up to? It's your first day.
Yeah. I should have said in the beginning, you know, when everybody was going around kind of saying something here, you guys have both, everybody's been through this up here, so you kind of understand that once you win, right, there's a period of time before you even take office, and so it's kind of like a reflection period in a way. And I have thought a lot about the past 5 years and the work that, you know, I helped do on the Zoning Commission and this new role, which I'm excited to be in. But, you know, Cammie, you and I went around and talked to quite a few people before the election. And, you know, I don't think when we talked to people, there were any two people that agreed 100% on how to address some of the issues we have in the township. And so now the challenge is trying to figure out a way to find the best solution for as many residents as possible in the township, trying to include everyone, even those that, you know, may not have wanted me to win. But I'm committed to that. I'm committed to being here and doing my best and helping make Bethel Township the best it can be. So I'm excited for that opportunity, and I'm looking forward to the next 4 years.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Next up is me. Okay, so I didn't write a report this time. It's been a busy time since we lost our administrator.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one thing I do want to mention. I was unable to go to the last Miami County Township Associate meeting where Josh got sworn in. Sorry, I wasn't there to support you. But instead, I went to the Farm Bureau annual meeting. I was invited to that because one of the delegates had a health issue, and so I was a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that they allow is they allow you to suggest policy changes from the floor. So I stood up and suggested a policy change, and they write their policy so that they are either support things or they're opposed to things. So I proposed one to oppose annexation without consent of the unincorporated government entity. So that's us. An unincorporated government entity would be a township or village, things like that. So it had a little debate, and then they voted on it, and it passed with nobody opposing. So doesn't mean anything annexation-wise, you know, per se, but now, you know, when a representative goes to fight for us for no annexation, they can say, well, even the Farm Bureau supports us having a say, you know, being allowed at the table when there's annexation.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the big thing. That's it for me. You're up.
Great.
Trustee,
I'm up.
Yes,
Trustee,
you're
Dick.
Up.
Okay.
That's
well,
you.
Yeah. It's been a December, of course, is always a month of holidays and other things that you don't really get much accomplished in. But I've been looking into some different things with the fire, and I know we're going to discuss some things in the next 4 or 5 meetings here, or probably even this evening, about how we can kind of work in the best interest of our department. And I did talk to a couple we actually have a person who teaches, or did teach at Sinclair, that lives in the township. And was an assistant chief and then a chief for the city of Dayton for a while. And he came up with some good ideas that I think that maybe we should talk about, discuss, and A, B, and C shift. And then since we did have seven paramedics, I think is what, if I have my memory right, when we talked with Cody and Kathy in a meeting right before Cody left about coming to you and talking as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he had that conversation with you before he left, but I had proposed some things that I thought would be helpful to the department, and maybe retaining some of the people and perhaps looking at a full-time shift. And also, I did some talking too with Kathy during the month of December and November as well, and Josh after the election, about having set hours in the building over there, since we're going to go to a part-time type situation with employment here, with a part-time zoning person and a part-time administrator and these kind of things. I think it's imperative that we have some labeling on the door that says, hey, we're in from 10 to 2 or 9 to 3 or whatever it is, so that the people of this community know that they're represented and that they can come knock on our door at specific times. And again, there's nothing wrong with setting appointments, and I get that. We've done that in the past. I did it the first 8 months I was here in office, and we did have appointments. I set them, you know, a couple times a day, but Julie doesn't. But Josh and I both work full-time jobs. We have full-time jobs. I have a business that I run. I can't sit in the office. I have to schedule appointments. So, and we don't even have an office for trustees there. So it becomes a little bit difficult to meet with the citizens of the community when you really don't have a place to even work from. You're either out in the middle of the office out here, and you're dealing with complaints by the public of what you have to do and how you have to do it. And you're doing it right in the middle of the open area, unless you've taken the administrator's office or the zoning person's office, which is combined. And then it's a different issue. If they want to talk to you, that's great. As a trustee, that's great. If they want to talk to the acting administrator, that's even better because they've got a place that it's confidential at. I don't have that when I come in here to work, and that kind of bothers me. So I'd like to see us do something along that lines with some sort of a designated area for us to have some privacy when the citizens come in and they want to meet with Trustee Reese or Trustee Josh here, or even with you for that matter, as you know, they might want to come in and talk to the acting chief about something that's going on in their neighborhood that you, fire, might be involved in. I think it's imperative that we have some sort of an area where we can go to that isn't out in the public, right there in the lobby, so to speak, where the citizens can talk to us. So I'd like to work on that. And I've been kind of playing with a little bit of a draw sketch or whatever. I'm going to present that. But that's what I've been working on. That's my next 2 years. I'd like to see some changes there. And really, that's about it. So, anybody else?
Okay, thank you. That's your report, right?
That's my report.
We have that on the agenda to talk about later on.
I know, but you asked me what I've been working on, and that's okay. What I've been working on.
Perfect. Okay, so next up is the financial reports. Fiscal Officer Ross.
The credit card details statement is attached, and the receipt report is attached. I do want to mention that maybe it wasn't in December. It looks like I didn't give her any receipts. But there was a time when the EMT runs payments were being held up because of the government shutdown. So I just wondered if that was why there's not very many receipts. But other than that, I don't have it. Oh, you want the records retention? Me and Julie met, and we're going to leave everything the same. We're not going to destroy anything at this time. Correct.
We have to meet at least once a year, and it was recommended that we put it in the minutes, so we met earlier, and this is just to say we met, and the decision is to not destroy anything at this time until we can figure out.
But then we have a policy about destroying records.
Yes,
that we adopted last year.
Well, there's a schedule that we have not changed, so it's been adopted by previous trustees, but Fiscal Officer Ross needs some time to look at that, and you know, she's been pretty busy.
Very busy with the audit.
So,
and I don't want to get rid of anything, so
I don't throw documents away either.
Yeah, I mean, the audit has got me. I've had to go back to like 2011 to pull things. I really don't want to get rid of anything just quite yet, just in case.
The more paper you have,
so
the
that
better.
Covers that,
right?
Okay, so next up is discussion items. This is where we're going to talk about the office coverage by appointment only.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with the appointment only. There's plenty of townships that operate that way. Having someone sit in the office could be less efficient because now people just drop in and want to talk. So if they want something, I think they can make an appointment, at least for now, until we can get some more people.
Well, I thought when we talked to Kathy, and when Cody and I and sat down.
I think she needs to be here to talk about what she wants to do because, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well.
I mean, how do we can't talk for her.
I'm not talking for her. What I'm trying to state is that during the course of our thought. Our thoughts and our trying to fix the coverage issue, it was discussed that we try to have somebody in the office during what would be considered the busiest time of the day so that the fire guys aren't answering the doorbell because the place is locked up. And if somebody does come in and I hear you say, well, there's, oh, here we go.
Hey, all right. Okay,
we're
gonna
give
we'll
you
take
the
a
floor.
Break.
Yep.
You're
up.
Before.
Yeah.
Sorry, Emily.
You're fine.
Mm-hmm. No, we understand. I told them why it's difficult to get here at 6.
Change.
Yeah, the shift
yeah.
change.
So we try to.
Yeah, we all know.
thanks for coming.
Oh, no worries.
What do you have for us?
Nothing major. I think the only thing we had recently, we had an AES substation broken into. They stole a bunch of copper wire, supposedly around $15,000, so we're actively working that. I think that happened over the weekend. Not sure the exact address, but as far as that, I think they attempted an AES substation like midsummer last year, but apparently it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, they got us.
Yeah.
On 235 in August, they got us. Yeah.
Yeah.
It cost us $12,000.
Our detectives are aware. They're working it. We're working our flock cameras, so hopefully something pops up. But other than that, that's really the only thing that was major, if you want to call that major. But, that's all I got for you.
Yeah. How are you guys doing with the we've had complaints about the speeding on 40 and coming into Brandt, and
okay.
The last time a deputy was here, they said they were going to try to be more visible about coming in and out of Brandt and, you know, setting up.
Okay.
And there have been a couple of accidents down here at the, on 201 at the, that and Dollar General area there,
okay.
A couple of significant ones, and there seems to be some issues with that area as well, speed
right.
And craziness.
Right.
So.
The only thing we can set up a speed trailer, that's a possibility. We can put that up anywhere. Now, I think we only have one, so you know, a lot of people ask for it, so we try to, you know,
yeah.
Move it around the county. And it's difficult during the winter time to move that. It's because we don't want to slide off and our speed trailer get destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more of a summer thing. I know the accidents. I think Hubert annexed a big part of that down there, so... they've been taking a lot of crashes down there because they keep dispatching us and we're like, well, that's not ours anymore. So, as far as speeding, I mean, is there any specific time or just...
No, there was just a couple of complaints. There's been calls,
okay.
You know, significant calls. In fact, someone came to a meeting just towards the end of fall here and complained about Brandt.
Yeah, I saw that email.
Yeah, so... I mean, and they said they were going to try to be a little more visible when our administrator then called down and talked to whomever they talked to at the sheriff's office.
Okay.
But I don't see any more visibility than what I've seen in the past. And,
okay.
And really, it really seems to be a problem coming through Brandt.
Just through Brandt.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, really, a couple of the people call quite regularly. The older people call quite regularly.
Okay.
And complain about it. So.
Is that on the west end
mm-hmm.
or this end?
This end up here.
Yeah.
The west end.
Because
mm-hmm.
I see them quite often over here.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
across from Big Mike's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we you know, if you guys could just kind of park someplace.
yeah.
And
I
say.
Mean, I know we sit at the intersection a lot. I'll be more specific as
mm-hmm.
far as sitting in Brandt,
mm-hmm.
Especially maybe on the outskirts.
Well, one of the ladies. That actually came to the meeting said you could sit right there in front of her house if you wanted to, which is the federal brick right there with a little carriage house in front of it or next to it.
Okay.
She doesn't have a problem with you sitting there. And there's a vacant parking lot right across the street from a building there. They don't have a problem either with you sitting there.
Okay.
Right there at the corner, I think it's Second, is it Second, Donna?
Third Street.
Third Street Main Road. So.
I'm assuming they're heading west, so
mm-hmm.
they're going that direction. Okay. So it might be beneficial to sit on the edge of town where they don't see us.
Yeah.
Maybe we can write some citations.
That would be wonderful.
Or we can sit in there and then they'll do the speed limit. So it's kind of a different tactics the way we handle things. So we can sit in the middle of it and they'll do the speed limit, or we can start enforcing it and sit just on the outskirts a little bit and catch them speeding and then start issuing citations.
Sit by the Mustang barn. That would be ideal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she would not mind.
No. What?
I have a question. I can hear the speeders coming from Carriage Trail North on 201.
Mm-hmm.
And those loud rice beater cars.
Because
mm-hmm. I tracked one guy verbally, audibly, from behind my house with a new addition, down Carriage Trail, down north on 201. I'm thinking a little
mm-hmm.
person.
Yeah, if we get, there's really not too much we can enforce with, if it has a muffler and stuff. You know, those kids will be kids. I mean, they're going to have loud cars and act cool. So there's really very little we can do about that unless it's extreme wild that we can get them probiotics off. But
I thought about a spike strip.
Yeah. We don't want to.
But then I don't have that radio blaring.
She's kidding. Just so you know, she's kidding.
Spike strip, man.
Yeah. What was your name?
Yeah.
If they show up someplace. Yeah, but that's it, really. I mean,
okay.
Just whatever
yeah,
we can do.
All throughout the email.
No burglaries or anything going on here?
No. Not recently that I can recall. I know we had a car stolen. This is 6 or 7 months ago. And I'm only speaking on behalf of my night shift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty, I'm a sergeant, so I try to see all the other prior shifts, but there hasn't been anything that I've seen that's like a huge problem. So you're going to have your petty thefts and stuff like that, but top of my head, I think we had a car stolen out of a business on Gibson or Lisa Drive.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, that's pretty much solved. But the flock cameras, I'm telling you, they're amazing. They help us out tremendously. And I know we're trying to get more. Myself, another deputy, and the sheriff, I'm an administrator for it. So I think I was here, actually did a PowerPoint for you guys. I was a detective at the time. And we want four more additional ones, and at least we're hoping maybe to put two more down here in Bethel, if you guys would entertain that. Just because it's been a tremendous help, especially on 201 and the Lisa and Gibson Drive. It helps not only us, but other agencies as well. So,
what kind of camera were you saying?
It's a flock camera. It just takes pictures of a car and a license plate. It doesn't track speed or anything like that. So we have them in Bethel right now. We have them on 571, the border there in Clark. We have one on 201 and two on Lisa, or one on Lisa Drive in Gibson, and one on 201 just south of the high school. So they don't track speed or anything like that. It just literally takes a picture of your license plate and car.
When did they put the signal pole in the 202 and 40?
When did they? I have no idea.
Have you seen it pole? Put a new signal light pole.
Oh, you're talking about the ones that go across it. Yeah, that was a couple.
I've never seen a single one to do all four.
Yeah,
locations.
That was about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, it was before Christmas, let's put it that way, because they had the whole intersection there tied up. It was tough getting through there for a day or two.
Just so you know, the last time you guys came and said that there was theft in the area,
uh-huh.
I went home and there was a strange vehicle sitting at the end of my street.
Call it in.
So I'm hoping, I did.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that doesn't happen tonight.
Yeah. Well, knock on wood. no concerns for as far as citizens or anything. We haven't had any rash burglaries or, break-ins or anything like that. That's strictly property crime out of business, and that happens.
Please extend our thanks to your department, and we pray for your safety.
Good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you. First time in a long time. Okay, back to our discussion.
Okay. I forgot where I was at now.
You were talking about having somebody sit in here.
Something like that. I mean, I just think that we need to have some sort of formal representation of the township itself, so that people can come in if they want to, if they want to fill out an application for some sort of change in zoning or building permit or something, there's somebody here to take their information, and it's not really, the fire department doesn't have to answer the door for them to come down or whatever if they ring the doorbell, and that's been a pet peeve of some people's for a while. And they don't seem to call unless they call me, and then I schedule an appointment to meet them, or they'll call you, you'll schedule an appointment to meet them. But if we're going to delegate these responsibilities, and I have a job, I have a business to run, you have a job, you have your cattle and stuff, so I don't see that we can sit in there daily to be able to do this. So I was hoping that we could get a part-time secretary or have the part-time zoning person be in there for specific hours and maybe delegate some of that person-to-person conversation that I think sometimes we need. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think that, I mean,
we're a business.
We're intimately aware of all of, you know, we understand, okay, there's a website, there's an email, there's a phone call, there's this, there's that. There are probably a lot of people that aren't aware that we even have a website or what phone number to call or what email to. They may know where we're physically located, and if that's what they know, they're going to drive up here and expect somebody to be here, and they're going to go to that door. Now, if there isn't somebody physically there, then there at least needs to be information to point them in the right direction so that they can get a hold of somebody.
We did that before. We went for a year with nobody sitting up here,
mm-hmm.
and but we did put on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Here's who, and I did put on the website. I reposted that
yeah.
you know, here's who you contact. Here's the number if you want to leave a message. We can also put it on Facebook. I just haven't done that yet. But we did have a sign on the door that said, call this number.
Yeah,
we
had that sign on the door, and there were a lot of complaints about it as well. And I know that we muddled through that first year, that first 8 months, because I was setting the appointments for certain days when I had Marty's help, and it wasn't too bad to take a phone call and monitor those things that way. However, we've gotten to the point now where we need to get more cohesive in how we're running things here. This is a business. I mean, it's the largest. The people here in the township want somebody in the building. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we heard that when we were out there talking to them. I want to know somebody's there working for us, and we can't provide that if we don't have at least somebody in there part-time. Now, I'm not saying it has to be a secretary. I'm saying that perhaps maybe we should look at if it's not going to be Kathy doing the zoning and specific hours for that, and or we're going to hire a part-time administrator who's going to be in there as well. I mean, maybe those hours that we're talking about can be like a 9 to 3 or a 10 to 2. You know, maybe not 5 days a week, maybe 3 days a week, so that there's some consistency,
mm-hmm.
so that somebody is there, and that you can now change the letterhead on the door to reflect the fact that, yes, we do have 3 trustees, but, you know, we don't maintain normal 9 to 4 hours in the township. We maintain these specific hours, and other townships around us don't maintain office hours, but they're not as big as we are, and they don't have the budget that we have.
Mm-hmm.
There's townships that are much bigger that are also appointment only.
Yeah.
So that's not exactly. So
that's my thinking.
How about I commit to do this for some time? I could do a couple hours a day in the afternoon and see if that helps. I mean, I work anyhow. I just
yeah,
do a lot of it
that.
From home.
I know you do that.
So I can come and sit up here from like 2 to 5 or something.
It's whatever you think is going to benefit the community so that there's some consistency. I just think that, you know, personally, I think that it behooves us to put a body in a seat there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not going to be Kathy, and it's not going to be, I mean, what's the timetable as far as hiring an administrator?
Well, I'm not,
you know?
I'm not against Kathy doing it. I just don't want to speak for her,
mm-hmm.
because she's not here. So
I know. Well, but we.
So if she's willing to do it, then I'm fine with whatever hours she wants to come
look
in
at
for.
Your,
okay.
So you can talk.
Well, based on my own personal experience, I mean, when I first moved here, I came up here to get a permit. You know, I didn't know
somebody was in the office.
I just came up to the building. And Marty was here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he was the one that sat down with me and talked with me. So, yeah, I mean, we can't speak for Kathy because she's not here, but I tend to agree with you that we need to have somebody here. And I don't, I mean, I get what you're saying, Julie, about sitting up here. But, I mean, it's January, so it's like, I mean, how much are you going to see in January? I think you'll probably see a lot more of it in March, April, when weather turns and it's warm and people want permits for stuff. I mean, I know it was maybe slower last year, but
it was busy last year.
It was slow the year before
that.
Okay.
Slow. It was. I think I set appointments the first year. that I was in office, I set appointments 2 days a week, and I was here 3 hours during those 2 days a week. But I also did phone work every single day with people. So phone work, you know, to schedule those appointments for those 2 to 3 hours during that day, to be in here, to cover when Mike quit after, you know, 3 months in office, I was doing that with the help of Marty.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid him to come in and do some part-time work with us so I could get through and learn a little bit of that. But it's gotten to the point now where we have actually hired an attorney to take care of the zoning, so we need to focus on those violations that, you know, are actively going and that we want to pursue and work along that timeline so that we can get those individuals either to comply with the current zoning laws or we get them into the court. And so I would like to see us kind of have that individual that either we're going to hire, which I know we are because I think it's on here now. I read that.
Resolution.
Yeah, the resolution to hire somebody or to put it out to hire somebody for zoning. And then, you know, again, what's the timetable on the administrator part of it? Are you going to want to stay for as long as you stayed before as an acting administrator? Or
I do not, but I think that was another conversation for Kathy. If she can come in here and do some time, then some of that would be the administrator stuff.
Okay, so then do we have a private meeting with Kathy on this and just try to, because every time we meet together, we have to have a disclose meeting because of the sunshine laws. So do
right.
we disclose that with Kathy out here? Because I've had a conversation with Kathy before he took his oath of
mm-hmm.
office, and we sat down with the administrator and tried to work this all out. And I thought we had it worked out, and now we don't have it worked out. So, I mean, because you don't, I guess I'm missing something here, because I thought Kathy was going to, from the conversation that I had with Kathy and with Cody, when Cody was leaving, to try to cover up all the time that he spent and the things that he did, I thought Kathy was going to step into a lot of those duties, and that 10 to 2 slot was going to be filled by her stepping into those duties. Now, I guess that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can confirm that with her.
Okay.
That just wasn't the same impression
that,
that
same
I got when
you
I
got?
Talked to her.
Okay. All right. So I guess then I'll call her. So we don't need to meet with Kathy then? All of us don't need to meet with Kathy? It's just one of us that needs to meet with Kathy. Yes, no,
I think
maybe.
Just one is good.
Just one.
We can't meet. We can't all meet.
I know, that's what
she
I was,
comes to
that's
a meeting.
What I'm saying. That's what I was saying
the, yeah.
to begin with. So you want me to call her then and figure out what we're going to do with her and then bring it back so we wait another meeting? Or do I send an email? What? How do you want to handle this?
I don't know. Maybe we should have her come to a meeting.
We're going to do it this month or are we going to do it next month?
That would have to be at the end of the month. Our next meeting is not till the end of the month.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, I was just thinking maybe we could have an informal type meeting. Or does it all have to be publicized?
It has to be. We're all there. We can call a special meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just would like to see us have some set up designated office hours. And also, you know, I know that you said you didn't want to do this, you know, again, like as long as you did before, as far as the acting administrator part of it. So when are we going to post that the actual job for the administrator to hire one?
I don't know. Again, that would depend on what Kathy wants to do. I haven't seen her in a few days. I was planning on talking to her, but
okay. So let me ask you this then, because if I'm not mistaken, I thought that if Kathy's working for the fiscal officer, she can only be a secretary. She can't do any of the administrative duties then. So
is
that correct?
She can do the duties that are not financially related and do not approve financial transactions.
Basically, she can't approve a budget.
And she can't, she can't sign the requisitions like
yeah.
the administrator normally does.
Because that would be her approving her own pay.
So
as like.
But she can do all
she
kinds
can do
of paperwork
administrative,
without signing
yes,
it. She can
yes.
do the administrative part without signing it. And then, you know, like one of us could sign it.
Mm-hmm.
You already signed those, so Well, supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, I know she said she didn't want to give up her position with you.
Yes, she's told
she
me
said
that too.
So, you know, if she doesn't want to give up her position with you, and how many hours a week is she working for you?
Maybe 10.
10. Okay, so if she doesn't want to give that up, and we want somebody 30 hours a week, so that would give her 20 hours to put in.
I don't know if she wants to do 30. That's another question that you need to ask her.
I'm not going to speak for Kathy either, but I talked to her tonight, and she is waiting for direction. So she doesn't know if she's supposed to be here 10 to 2. She doesn't know if how many days a week it should be. She doesn't know, and she's waiting for that decision to be made.
How many days do you want her to be here
10
to 2?
Okay, how many, when do you, I guess it depends on when you work, when is she here for you? Do you know, because when I have her come in, or when I see her, when I come in, it's generally during the day, it's not in the evening. She
comes in through the day.
That's what
she
I said.
Usually comes in when I'm not here. 10 to 2 would work. She could be here 10 to 2.
But she can do what she needs to do. It does. She can do financial stuff during that time or whatever.
Yes.
She's also been in here at night because I come in late.
Yes.
And I've seen her here at night. So, well, why don't we do this? How many days do you want her to be?
I would like to see her here 4 days at least.
So like Monday through Thursday?
Monday through Thursday.
Okay. So let's say we're going to do that 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell her. And if she doesn't want to, then she can say, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I'm good with that. Are you good with that? Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay, so is that going to interfere with you?
No, she should be able to do all of it, all at
the
same time.
Whatever
yeah,
whatever needs
when
to be
she's
done.
Here, she can do whatever
okay.
she needs to do.
Okay.
The only thing that you may need to look at is if she's doing zoning secretarial stuff, you've got that zoning stipend for her.
Yeah,
are
we've
you
already
still
talked
do
about
that.
That
or are you going to drop that?
Yeah, I talked to her about that. So she's going to keep that separate, not do that when she's on the clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only for the months we have those meetings.
Right, right.
So until those months, then we're fine.
Okay.
But she's going to keep that separate. We're not going to give that up. That would be in addition.
Okay.
To
and
the
I'm
other
good
things.
With that. I am good with that. I just need to know what to do with that.
Okay. 10 to 2.
10 to 2. Monday through Thursday. Okay.
Monday to Thursday.
Right.
I'll put it in the
notes. So you're the acting administrator then. Are you going to tell her or you want me to
tell her? I will
tell her.
I'll tell her. I'll be acting administrator. Okay. Are we done with that discussion? Okay. Next up is public comments on items on the agenda.
Do we have any comments? None?
No, I don't
know. Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Okay.
No pink slips.
No. You don't have anything?
No.
Okay.
I might think about it.
Okay, so next up then is action items.
Okay, let me write this down about Kathy first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 6:48 action items.
Okay.
Okay, you're up.
Resolution number 26-01-001, a resolution electing Trustee Reese, President of the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Sure you don't want it, Camel?
No, I can
next
do
year?
It.
Okay.
I can do it next year.
Okay. Hearing no further discussion.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
I abstain.
Oh.
Motion carries 2-0-1.
Why'd you abstain?
Because she's being the person doing it.
I don't have to, but.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Next up?
Resolution number 26-01-002. A resolution electing Trustee Dick, Vice President of the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County.
Do we have a motion?
I'll motion.
Okay. Second? I will second. Any discussion?
call the vote, please.
Trustee Reese, Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
I abstain.
Okay, motion carries 2-0-1.
I was looking at Julie's name when I meant to say that.
Resolution number 26-01-003, a resolution setting the times, dates, and places for meetings of the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County for calendar year 2026.
Do we have a motion?
I'll motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-01-004, a resolution authorizing the payment of dues to the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission in accordance with section 505.70 of the Ohio Revised Code at a cost of $2,521.74.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-01-005, a resolution designating Bethel West Cemetery and Friendship Park as the designated debris collection site for Bethel Township as required by the Miami County Debris Management Plan.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, guys. Any discussion?
Is that a carryover from previous year?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they're all, so this is just, most of this is the housekeeping that we do every year.
Yeah.
So we can pick a new site, but we pick the same ones every year.
Okay.
But
what goes into that, just out of curiosity, as far as what is this?
So we follow the Miami County Debris Management Plan,
mm-hmm.
and what's required of us is to pick a site, or sites in our case, we pick two as debris collection sites. So if there's something catastrophic, like
okay.
a tornado,
okay.
right, and people have to bring stuff somewhere, that's where they would take, you know,
tree limbs.
The debris, tree limbs,
it's,
wood, whatever.
And this has been the collection spot for
mm-hmm.
ever, basically?
Forever,
okay.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, call the roll, please.
Oh, I already messed up. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-01-006, a resolution assigning various duties for trustees and staff for the year 2026.
Do we have a motion?
I'll motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? So I have some. I just wanted to let you know that, just in case you didn't see it, I added a line to this. For a cybersecurity liaison. We talked about it in the meeting that I would do that,
mm-hmm.
but we need an alternate, and I thought I'd add them to the document.
You can add me.
Okay.
I'm not techie.
Okay, so you'll have to fill that in, Rhonda,
mm-hmm.
on the... I left the line in the bottom of the resolution.
Okay, where am I at?
006.
Cybersecurity one?
Yes.
Wilkerson, Trustee Wilkerson.
So as you guys know, this past year was when the ORC demanded that we create
mm-hmm.
a cybersecurity policy. And
yeah, what happened with the guys that came in?
I'm
going to
contact
ran...
them. I have
okay.
them on my list.
Okay.
Cody never did it, so I'll
okay.
do it.
Ugh.
I just got to get through this week. This agenda was a lot of work.
I'm not complaining.
I know you're not. I'm just saying, I just need a little time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm going to call them. And then, I mean, my other thought was, Josh does a lot of the work now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's going to have to meet with us when we meet. Because he's the real backbone of the IT here right now. So, okay. No further discussion.
Well,
are you ready yet, Rhonda?
Yeah.
Do you have more discussion?
No, I'm just going to say that Trustee Josh here is pretty good with that too, you know, with the IT stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe he should kind of go in there too if you... Or maybe you...
It's got to be me or
be
him.
In. Okay, well, no.
I mean, the other Josh can be there, but...
No. You've been working with him to begin with, but I just was thinking that I know that he's really good with that, and I know that you are as well. That's your background as far as your previous job, so...
Well, I have a partial disaster recovery plan already.
Oh, good. Then I don't care.
Just because there wasn't one.
I'm just trying to take some
of... I was afraid
we'd
get ransomware or something.
Yeah,
so.
I'm just trying to keep some of the stuff off of you so you don't have so much.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
This I'm interested in.
Okay, all right,
You know I'm a geek at heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready now?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're fine. When you do that, you give me time to catch up on stuff. Trustee Wilkerson.
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Roles are assigned.
Resolution number 26-01-007, a resolution approving a policy for disposal of surplus equipment.
Do we have a motion?
Motioned.
And a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Do we have the list together?
We do not have a list. This is just the policy.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things that the ORC has decided we're supposed to look at every year. It's posted in the office. Remember last year we passed
mm-hmm.
a resolution,
mm-hmm.
whenever they, like
mm-hmm.
mid-year or something.
Mm-hmm.
So now we'll just take that one down and put this one up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same policy, basically.
I just wondered, the last time we discussed it, they were supposed to come up with a list and get it all ready to go on that.
Right, and this will guide them in creating that list, and then, of course, the ORC, so they have to create a list with minimum values.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, have you done this before? You create your minimum, the value that you think it is, and what the minimum value is you'll accept for it, I think, are the two big things.
Ben was supposed
to... When you surplus something.
I haven't done it.
You don't know. Well, you probably...
But this is just the policy.
But this is something that was supposed to have been done. You guys have a lot of excess equipment that you need to get rid of.
Right.
There was supposed to be a list together along with Robert's list. Robert's completed his list, but you guys are still working on yours. We don't have that list, so we can't put it out on the website. So I'm just kind of not saying it has to be done tomorrow. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's gone on this long.
It's gone on this long. It's just one of those things I don't want to blindside you with. It's out there floating around, okay? Right.
I mean, it may have been started.
I know.
Well, one question became the medic, if we were going to donate that to
mm-hmm.
the group that's doing the water...
Regional...
Yes, that thing.
Yeah.
So we need to make a decision on that as well.
Okay.
And then, because that also should save us money on insurance,
mm-hmm.
if we can get some of this stuff.
It should be off the insurance. It was taken off once the... new medic was put in service.
Oh, okay.
So we're not using that as a backup still then?
We currently are not using it. We made it, when I had a conversation with Cody, we made a decision that since we were taking everything off of that, it would be too big of a pain to try and move everything back and forth between the medics if we'd have an issue. So we made a decision to take that off the insurance so it's not on the insurance currently.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Okay. Great. That's
good.
Great.
Like
we didn't know that.
The way that this resolution is written, so is it in only property that's of greater value than $2,500?
Yeah, there's ORC guidelines that dictate what you have to do in
mm-hmm.
which cases. And
okay.
It's like the lawnmowers.
We have to basically say in our policy that we're going to use
gov deals,
whatever that is,
right,
that's in there.
Because we were trying to get rid of the lawnmower since I was able to buy new with some money that we had, which we needed because ours were like 25 years old. But we have those, but we had to go out and get values for them in the condition that they are now from somebody, you know, in the private sector to give us a value on it, and then we have to put it on that list with that value.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and then if we don't get anything, there's a method by which you reduce it and
mm-hmm.
you try to get rid of it. You can't just sell it yourself,
right.
Which it would be so much easier if you could.
So those sections that are in there, Josh, in the resolution, some of that is pulled straight from the ORC things
mm-hmm.
that I referenced there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go read that. You know, we're we live by the ORC. That's
yeah,
a township's
right.
business, right? So, yeah, some of that is pulled straight from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's different rules when it's under 2,500 and over 2,500.
Whatever happened with the fire helmets? I never
heard
any more about that either.
We're still waiting on the attorney.
Yeah, all the guys are anxiously awaiting that.
I know. It's been 8 months, 9 months since we sent that over for Chris Englert to get a review on.
Are we able to reach back out to him and
say
where
we're at? I will. I'll do it tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, no further discussion. Call the roll.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-01-008, a resolution selecting Otarma as the insurance carrier and plan for the township's liability, automobile liability, wrongful acts coverage, automobile physical and property coverage for 2026, as well as authorizing the expenditure of township funds for said plan and authorizing the township administrator to execute all documents associated with the plan on behalf of the Board of Trustees.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Thanks, guys. Any discussion?
I have discussion.
Okay, go for it.
Hang on, I gotta write. So I know at the last meeting, Kama asked a question. And I
Kama
emailed.
Always
is. Yeah, I emailed everybody. I think I emailed you too, Josh. In 2025, we paid $33,718, and in 2026 it's $37,912. So that's the difference. That's all
okay.
I have to say.
Thank you.
And I wrote the resolution to say not exceed $39,000 in case something comes up between
alrighty
now and then. I think last year we tweaked some things and added some things, although the bond won't cost us anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Next up.
Hang on. I'm keeping up.
You're fine. Whenever you're ready.
Resolution number 26-01-009, a resolution accepting the resignation of firefighter Cassandra, is it Chanel?
Channel.
From the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion?
Sorry to see her go.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for everything she's done and hate to see her leave.
She's been here
12
years now. Yep, hate to see her go.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
Where's she going? She get a full-time job someplace?
She is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she does something with mental health out at the VA.
Oh.
So I think she was just needing a little bit more time with that. And,
mm-hmm.
Her child is about 3 now, if I'm not mistaken. So a little bit more time at home.
I didn't realize she had a child.
Yeah.
Didn't even know
she's got one child, and her fiance is a full-time firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You're ready now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-01-010. A resolution employing the township's attorney at an annual basis for the year on an annual basis for the year 2026. Shipman, Dixon, and Livingston.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? So just so you know, I did call them to find out because we never received a rate sheet,
mm-hmm.
and she did not know. So we may be redoing this one if the rates went up.
Okay.
But for now, this is so we can continue to use
you
this
think.
Guy as our zoning attorney. We'll have approval.
Ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. 3 to go.
Resolution number 26-01-011, a resolution establishing the standard cell phone reimbursement rate for select township employees utilizing their own personal cell phones to conduct business of the township.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Thank you. Second?
I will second.
Start writing your first name in there.
Yeah.
It's much shorter. Any discussion? So,
go ahead. Yeah, you might explain this for the people who are in the audience because they may think we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing.
Okay. We try not to do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Explain it.
So it used to be that cell phones were provided, this is a long time ago, to the people to do township business. But they kind of stopped that. So back in, I want to say like 2017, they started offering a stipend if you were using your phone for township business, which is $25 per month. And we recently added a couple of job descriptions. And also when I wrote the last one, the original one, you could be paid more than once, which our auditor was in shock about. So we wrote it so that they can only get paid for one position. So if somebody had two positions, they get paid twice. So we wrote it so that it was only one position, but I didn't put all the roles in there because we only had an administrator at the time. We didn't have a zoning inspector. Of course, I can't find it right now.
Zoning director?
Mm-hmm. Zoning director, yeah.
You got both on
Well,
there.
I have both in there. So what I did was I actually went back through the job descriptions that you just asked about.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a zoning inspector and a zoning director and then added the new ones. We also have a description for service worker, but that's a road worker. So I thought we would be covered with road worker there. So that's the ones that were added.
So not everybody who works at the township gets this stipend. It's only a select group, and we as trustees don't get it. And Rhonda doesn't get it either, fiscal officer. So Terry would get it as a firefighter, those kind of guys. So, but not all the firefighters, just select ones. So
officers.
Yeah.
And just so you know, a little more back history. You didn't say this, did you? About the
Mm-mm.
in the recent we're going through an audit, and they discovered that when they created a new position, they never updated the policy for the cell phone, which does not entitle the new position to have a cell phone. And so we want to make sure we accommodate those that are deserving before we get in trouble.
We have to have paperwork in place for everything, is what
yeah.
she's saying. So we're trying to do that, be a little proactive.
Yeah, because we don't want to have to make them pay back.
Yeah. And it was a bookkeeping error on our part, that they didn't get it the last time.
Well,
when they created the position, they didn't update the
stipend policy.
Right, so.
We ready?
I think
yeah.
so.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-01-012, a resolution to revise the zoning inspector job description.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Yes. Motion. Sorry.
And a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, any discussion?
I thought we were gonna post this. Is this just the
So we have to update the job description first.
Okay.
And then we'll post it with this description.
Okay.
So what I changed in here was I added the qualification for the zoning secretary part that we talked about in the last meeting.
Yeah.
And then also I found a second version of the zoning inspector position as we have multiple copies of almost everything on the system. So I kind of combined in a couple other words, which is they fall under that section, administers all zoning applications and zoning issues. So some of those were already in there, but some of them were not.
So those were the two changes. And then I fixed the typo at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The things we talked about at the meeting, basically, other than I found the other
job description.
I'm trying to clean those up as I go, like figure out what the current one is, and which is another good reason for doing this is now we have a definitive version. I included it in the resolution, which they did not do in the past. So it always says approve the job description, but who knows which one it was. So this way it's right in the resolution. Anything else?
Yeah, I have something to say.
Okay.
I am finding with this audit that we're doing, the more information we put into this, the better off we are. So I will agree with this.
Okay.
Because if they ask me for a resolution for this, then they're going to ask me for what the actual job description is. And if it's all together, we can just send one.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to hunt for it either.
Right.
And you don't have to figure out which one it is that's
which
on the
one?
System.
Yeah. Well, are you dating the updates then? You're dating in the resolution or in the description itself?
Yeah, so what I've done in the other documents is I put an update log at the end, which none of them have. And so, like the personnel policy, like those kind of things. So hopefully in the future, we will continue to update that update log and people can figure out which one's the latest, even if there's five of them out there.
Okay.
And I downloaded software that compares files because some of them are pages and pages and pages. So sometimes you don't even know. It could be the same file internally with a different date on the outside just because somebody hit save. Sometimes there's an update date in the margin that is not the update date that matches the outside. So trying to do better at that and put some update logs in there. So in the future, 10 years from now, the guys that are here won't have to figure it out.
Okay.
Trying to find things is very difficult. And I don't think it's necessarily always because they weren't consistent, but I'm not them, so I don't know what they did. You know what I mean? I can tell you, you know, if they ask me, I can say, this is how I do this. But if it's somebody else, I can't tell you how they do it. So
right.
This would probably just be better going forward with people who...
And the other thing, as you know,
here.
I've been doing is there's more and more on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So all these resolutions, I take them back the night of the meeting and I scan them in and put them on the website. So there's no question as to which one is the right one. And we put the signed one out there. So we always have the signature on it. A lot of times in the past, that's the other thing that's missing is you can't tell which one. If we can't find it, like say it's a resolution, there won't be a signed one out there. It'll just be the text. And then there might be four or five of them. So how do you know which one actually got signed? You don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just cleaner to go ahead and sign them and then put them out there. And then
the
also when
on the site.
For the next audit, she can
site.
Just say,
yes.
It's on the website.
Yeah.
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 Which we don't have the luxury of right now.
Some of the stuff that's on the website in prior years do not have signatures.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm being asked, do you have one with a signature? And I'm like, no, I do not.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the book, there's not one with a signature.
Right. I found that 3-4 times going back through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just threw my hands up. Because you go back so many years and you can't find... I'll say later.
Yeah, I
well,
mean, there
forward,
may be something somewhere that has a signature, but where it's at, I don't know. And this is just easier just to do it this way.
Okay.
Hopefully new people coming in would follow suit.
Yeah, that's the other thing is I'm trying to write a bunch of how-to documents. So when we're not here, the next person can say, oh, here's what they did when they
updated
held a
this
meeting.
Or that. Okay.
You know, or, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Last one.
Resolution number 26-01-013, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Do we have a motion?
Motioned.
And a second?
I will second.
All right, thank you. Any discussion? Mm-hmm. I have one question.
Okay.
I meant to ask you this before and I forgot.
Oh, that's what I have an answer.
So somebody asked me how many firefighters we still had on staff.
Oh, yeah.
And coincidentally, I was working on this agenda and I thought, oh, well, I can just pull it out of the payments. So what was confusing to me was they're not paid every 2 weeks in here. But it might just be a timing thing. I'm not sure.
What do you mean they're not paid every 2 weeks?
Well, the dates are like 12-3 and then 12-8. That might be 12-12, post date, transaction date. Sorry, 12-5 and then 12-12 and then 12-19. So those are 3 weeks in a row. I was just confused.
And I have an answer for you for
all
that.
All right.
December is probably the only month that you have that because I paid their bonuses
mm-hmm.
for January through November on the 12th.
Okay.
And then the 19th was their next pay. So you got
okay.
three pays right in a row. And then their next pay is January 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And in the January 2nd pay, I included the month of December's
bonus
on that paycheck. So
okay.
That's why in December you probably will because
So the one on the 12th was January to November.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. We'll have to write the resolution like that next year.
Although
we didn't write it that
it's
way.
An annual bonus, so it says January to December, but the resolution was written so that I couldn't pay out December until December 31st.
Right.
Right.
So on that last paycheck, that's when I added that in there.
So how many, I was trying to figure out how many we actually had on staff still too, because I kind of keep a mental note here, and then we had three of them quit, and then we hired two, we had two more quit. We had like seven paramedics. I was going through this when we had our meeting with Cody, and I was trying to figure out. So when I came back through this last time when we lost Ben and we lost the Miss Chanel
and Mike.
That was three. So I'm thinking we're down to around 18 now.
According to what I'm looking at, 31 minus 2 is 29.
Seven paramedics or eight now that we have a new one?
I think it was seven the last time Ben mentioned it. Just send an email.
Eight.
Well, you just had the one Cyrus just updated, right?
No, did she count
okay.
him? She counted him. I knew
yeah,
we had.
That's why
yeah.
it's eight instead
yeah,
of
yeah,
seven.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Because I knew when we sat down, we were going through how we could come up with an A, B, and C shift and how many we had, what we would have on there, if we could structure it so that we had a paramedic on each shift. And I thought I had it figured out. And
one you won't see on there because he's out on an injury.
Yeah.
He got hurt at
another,
his other job.
Yeah.
So he's currently, I don't know if he's had his knee surgery yet, but he
mm-hmm.
tore his ACL and meniscus. So
you
he's going to be out for quite a while.
You have a couple that are out. Maybe not a paramedic, but you have a couple that are.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a couple EMTs that not.
On that
there.
Are out on some kind of leave.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that'd be nice. We'll work something out. I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk about, once you get settled, I want to talk about how we can try to finagle some things around. I think we're going to talk a little bit tonight as well, no?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, okay.
Kama, the bonus spreadsheet I sent you,
mm-hmm.
it pretty much has everybody listed that's employed. There are some that have quit, and I've kind of grayed them out. Like, if there's no hours and they're
right.
grayed out, they're no longer employed. So there's a list of everybody on that sheet,
mm-hmm.
and then out to the side, I've written out on leave or whatever.
Okay.
Because And I did that because I was seeing so many in a row that were 0000 hours worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, did they quit? Did something happen?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? And then...
You have to ask questions, yeah.
I asked questions and Ben updated me, and that's
okay.
What I got.
All right.
So that might help you know.
Yeah, it
might give you a starting point anyways.
Yeah, it helps tremendously. All right.
And if you need help understanding my spreadsheet, I can help you. Because it might be just that I understand it.
All right, appreciate it. Sorry, any other discussion?
No, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Okay, next up is public comments on any topic. Did you fill out a paper?
I will.
Okay. Come on down.
Donna Hughes, 9360 South Man Road. I am looking at the announcement. So there's no meeting for the going over the wording for the zoning book, Finn?
Well, that's an issue right now because we can't have two trustees in that at the same time because it constitutes a meeting in a violation of Sunshine Law. So we're trying to get somebody to take over. Julie can't run it because she's acting administrator. She doesn't have time. And if I do it, then I can't do it as the administrator. So we're trying to get somebody to step in and do the
just run the meeting.
Just run the meeting.
Take
notes and do all those kinds of things, you know, and code in all the information that we want to change so we can continue down that same road. If Josh does it, then I can't be there. So, and Josh has got 5 years on the zoning committee as it is. So we were thinking that it might be better for Josh to step in, and then if we could get maybe Janice, or who also has experience with zoning, to come in and kind of be the, I don't know, I want to say coordinator, but really it's not a question of coordination because we've already assigned the groups for, you know, coming up with the revisions for certain chapters of the zoning code. And that was great. I mean, I could sit in and do that as I've done for the last 6-7 months, you know, and Josh was there as well, but he wasn't elected. So, and then you had Cody there who was taking the notes and coding them all in. But now Josh is elected and Cody's gone and I can't run the meeting. I can be there, which I was, and I can put in comments or directly affect some things, but I cannot run it because it's a violation.
Okay, I was just verifying my calendar.
Cody said it was. I have to watch what I say there as well in those meetings,
okay,
because I would be leading.
And we're going to vote on whatever resolution. Or
yeah,
whatever.
I mean,
right.
I don't think it's illegal.
It's
though,
not, but
not,
it's not.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good. It's the perception was that it wouldn't be good. So. I did share a lot, and I did have some opinions, but I also tried to let the...
And you did well.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
You did well. So I'm just freeing up my calendar.
Well, don't get it free.
Because we're still going to continue, because my plan was, before all this happened, which I knew he was going to be fine, but I didn't expect for Cody to leave. I figured that we could just step in and continue on down. Either he would take over, or I would slip back in. And he would do something else, Josh would do something else. But now that everything has kind of changed, my plan was to have this ready for the trustees by the end of February, a new zoning book by the end of February, and maybe go through it with the public comments like in March and April, and then we would vote sometime in May, June on the changes once we had the public hearing.
We were pretty close to being done.
Yes, exactly. So I don't want to drop it.
I just want to verify there's nothing in January for me.
No,
not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. Okay.
But there could be. There could be because Kathy.
To be flexible is what you're saying.
Yes.
Keep that 22nd open.
Because we're working for Kathy to try to step in and run that, and if Janice will come in and coordinate, and then Josh can then keep his 5-year history
mm-hmm.
with the zoning board, and I'll just step back from it.
So that'll be a hint. So the 22nd, keep it flexible, but the other days are...
Yeah, there weren't any other scheduled.
No.
Yeah, because we're in November and October, we were like meeting every week.
Yes.
And I missed a lot of my classes.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to get through it. So I was, my plan was to get through it before the first of the year. That was my plan, but it just, and that's why we separated it out as Julie recommended, you know, that maybe we should part it out and instead of trying to go through it with 12 people, each group take a section and then we could get through it much faster.
And
it did
well.
work very well. Yeah, so good.
Right,
so
thank you.
We were moving right along.
So I'll keep the 22nd flexible.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you. That's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, announcements in the home stretch. As I mentioned earlier, the Historical Society is not meeting this month. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is observed on January 19th. The County Planning Commission meets on January 20th, but we do not have any cases on that. And as I mentioned earlier, we don't have any BZA or Zoning Commission cases at this time. So that might be a good day to have that text change meeting. The 27th is our next workshop meeting. That's here in this room at 6 o'clock. February 2nd is Groundhog Day. February 2nd is Groundhog Day. February 3rd is the trustee business meeting here at 6 o'clock. Okay, so next we're going to go into executive session. We need a motion to enter executive session, one for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, discipline, or compensation of a public employee or official, and two, which is necessary to consider negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I will second.
Any discussion?
Not
none. I will just say the plan is that there will be no actions taken after the executive session. And thank you all for coming and staying.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wait, do we need to vote?
Yes.
We gotta vote?
Yes, don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, we're not going anywhere. We're just gonna...
Are we ready for that now?
Yeah, we're ready.
Vote. Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Thank you.
Time into executive session will be 7:27. And I will pause the recordings if I can.
I told her to go to government tomorrow and say, hey, I went to the...
Okay, we're back to regular session at 9:21 p.m. I need a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion.
I will second the motion.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Nope.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Adjournment time is 9:21 p.m.